you know, David comes in 36th, and just scrolling down here, Simi is the next best skier. And I want to start with Simi. I mean, I know a week ago he had some back issues. He had some lingering, I think, hamstring issues or groin issues earlier on in the season. What is his status? And he obviously started, so he's good to go, I'm imagining.
Yeah. We're feeling quite grateful that these injuries seem to be managed by both Simi and the amazing PTs and MTs that we're working with. So his most recent injuries, he's had a tough 5 weeks here. Kind of felt like he was falling apart a little bit. He went home right before the tour to ski because of a tweaked adductor in his right leg. I think it was his right leg. And then right before he flew back for Dresden, he started to feel, woke up one morning and his neck was really fired up, and it seemed to be expressing itself in sort of an acute, ridicular pain was kind of stemming from something that was fired up in his neck. And that came back just a couple weeks ago and was pretty shocking. So we weren't sure if he was going to be able to finish the season, but our PT here, Zuzana from Anchorage, has worked miracles with him and got him to the starting line today, and he didn't mention it after the race. So, you know, with these older athletes, they've logged a lot of work, and they've got these injuries that are just sort of lurking. And when one pops out, it's often that a few of them do. So, the older you get, the harder it gets, and we just ran into just a tough stretch. I don't think he trained too much. I think just got a little bit unlucky, and happy for where he is today.
And realistically, I mean, David Norris has, you know, on paper, and the reality is, like, has the best shot of popping top 30s here at the tour. Not to, you know, I don't want to exclude any of the other skiers, but at least, you know, David has scored in the points. Off the top of my head, I think it was 4 races in a row maybe prior to this weekend. How are you going to help David manage his second tour of the season?
Yeah, well, you know, when an athlete's in good shape, it just sort of takes care of itself. And David's in a great place. He started bib 28 today, and so it was really hard to give him meaningful splits. The way he was skiing, it looked like it could have been a top 30, a top 20, even top 15. On his second and third lap, he was really moving up. But as it turns out, you know, you have to wait to see how all these later starters do when your bib number is so low. He ended up just out of the points. And it's the margins are small here. It probably wasn't his best race of the season, but it was certainly indicative of a fit athlete. So I think we're going to see a good tour out of him.
And skis. How were skis today? And I asked that because I'm only like, oh, you know, Bolshinov can have an off day, right?
Yeah.
He seems to have been killing it this year. And I'm like, oh, maybe the Russians kind of miss the wax by a fraction. And again, that's just not premised off any inside information, just looking at historical results. But yeah, how was the waxing out there
today? I think our skis were very good today, but I haven't talked with all the athletes. I didn't mention anybody, noting that they were a problem. Heard a lot of people say they were very good.
Have I missed anything?
No. I would just like to add, you know, we're stoked. Really, really excited to get this tour going. It's exciting that it's attempting to be a green tour. We have only one team vehicle here for kind of daily transport. So we're relying on tour buses and trains. And while there's a lot you could criticize, as there just always will be, it's a good start. And it's really begun the conversation. And I'm looking forward to more green efforts when it comes to the fifth running event